Welcome to the Birmingham Vineyard podcast. We hope you find it insightful and encouraging.
If you want to find out more about us, why not check out our website, birminghamvineyard.com.
That was a really powerful video. And if it's stirring something in you, and you may never have thought of getting involved in fostering or adopting before, but just be thinking, I don't know, there's something about that that I just want to know more about. If that's you, then please do speak to me. We'd love to connect you with Homes for Good. Because, it's just awesome to step into that space of need. And churches across the country are stepping into that space. The number of people fostering and adopting in churches across the country because of the work of Homes for Good is rising. And churches are having an incredible impact. And we have something incredible to bring to these kids. We have the good news of Christ, and the way that our homes operate are different to the way that secular homes operate. They just are, because the Holy Spirit's present helping us parent. And so what we do when we foster or adopt looks different to those in the rest of the world. So if you are interested in being part of that, please do speak to me. Even if it's just I just want to find out more. You don't have to make a big commitment. That's not what we're asking. We're just saying, if you want to find out more, have a chat. So, Father's Day. Awesome. We've had some great opportunities to celebrate today. And tonight, I just want to talk to you about God's heart for us. Because he's got a huge heart for us. We're his children, the Bible says. We're made in his image. We have his DNA in us. And if you're ever doubting, if you're ever thinking, is God's DNA in me? Have a think about how your body heals itself. We've got a God who heals, and he heals today, and we believe that as part of Vineyard Church. But think how well your body has the ability to heal itself. I think that's part of God's DNA in you, the ability our bodies have to heal themselves. Now, when we think about dads, it's not always a pleasant picture when we think about earthly dads. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm an awesome dad who has loved me consistently for a lot of years. Oh, I was about to say how many. I'll not do that. I'll not share that little fact. The kids know, so if you ask them, yeah, they'll tell you. But as great as my dad was, sometimes dads mess up. And there was a point when I was 16 years old where my dad didn't talk to me for a month. He did say, pass the salt and hang your coat up. But we didn't have any deep and meaningful conversations at all. My dad was hugely disappointed in me. And he, don't get me wrong, I'd messed up big style. I'd done something pretty awful. But nonetheless, that really hurt. It hurt a lot. And I've forgiven Dad. And actually, I needed to ask my dad for forgiveness at the time, but didn't, because I was a teenager, for what I'd done, which is probably why, we didn't talk for a month. But what you need to know is your heavenly dad can come and heal the hurts that our earthly dads leave behind. And there are some truths in the Bible about who our God is and who he can be to us as the people of God. So I'm just going to ask, Amber, can you put up the first slide from Psalm 68, verse 6 to 8? It says, the Lord is a father to the fatherless. It says, God is a defender of widows. It says, God sets the lonely in families. It says, God leads the prisoners out with singing. And we're just going to unpack what that looks like. What does it look like for God to bring freedom during worship a bit later on? So I'm going to go back to that first slide. God's a father to the fatherless. Dads don't always stick around. Some of them are consistent and persistent, and they reflect the heart of Father God. But when they don't stick around or they're not there for us, we have a Father in heaven who is always there for us. He never leaves us. He's always present. And the one truth that we can hold on to is that we have a Father in heaven who loves us. He loves you so much that his love is wider than the widest ocean, higher than the highest sky. And his love is generous and unending and beyond our understanding. There are no conditions attached to his love. There are no last chances. Your Father in heaven will never say to you, this is your last chance. He's always got another chance for you. His love is constant and it's always there for the taking. You just have to let him in and let him love you. And only you can make that choice of whether or not to be vulnerable enough to have a conversation between you and God that says, I'm going to let you in. And that can be a risky place to be. If your father's hurt you, it can be a risky place to open your heart to God. But he wants to swap. He wants to do an exchange. He wants to take the hurt and pour in love. And if you're the wife of a great husband on Father's Day, that's awesome. Celebrate your man. But if you're someone who's been abandoned or rejected by a man, then the truth you need to know deep down inside is God is a defender of the widows. When we let God come into our lives, we receive a peace and confidence from knowing that he's at work on our behalves. And you can find yourself, if you're on your own as a woman at this time, or throughout life, just striving to be all things to your family. But when you're at sleep, God is awake and still at work. When you're resting, God is at work. When you're up to your eyes in washing up, work or nappies, God is at work. You don't need to fight to make things happen. You can rest in this truth that God will defend you. He will be at work on your behalf. You can receive freedom and release. Calmness is something that you might see on the faces around you as we worship. Because when we worship, Holy Spirit comes and he fills us with a peace that surpasses understanding. And you can draw on that peace even when life gets super tough if you're on your own. You can also see it at times in the lives of Christians when their lives get really tough. And it's something that I think's quite incredible. Often we sweat the small stuff, don't we? But in the big stuff, I see Christians around me model peace in the midst of storms, big storms, the stuff that hits and hits hard. I heard someone say recently, don't get bitter, get better. And I thought it was such a great phrase. If your partner's absent, use the time you have now to go deeper in God, to know him as the father to your kids and as your partner in your home. The next truth is, God sets the lonely in families. We're a new creation, not just as one in ourselves in the baptism that Tom was talking about earlier, but also we become a new creation in the family of God. We become family. The church isn't a building, it's not bricks and mortar. We're the stones of the church. Each one of us is the stones of the church, and the Holy Spirit comes to be the mortar, the cement that glues us all together. And in doing that, we're the support for each other. We're the help for families who have the pressures of family life. But also, as families, we've the opportunity to adopt others who might be on their own amidst our community. And when we come together, our love flows out of us into others. The lonely are no longer lonely. Single mums aren't isolated. The elderly become adopted grandparents. We share our hurts and our joys. And I'm just going to encourage us now to pray for each other so that we can draw even closer. We're going to ask God to help us draw even closer as a family, to cement us more as a family together. And to do that, I'm going to ask you to do one or two things. You've got two choices. Okay, your first choice is to hold the hand of the person next to you. And it may be that you're totally comfortable with holding their hand. It may be that, as I say that, that puts terror and fear into you and you're like, no, I will not hold the hand of the person next to me. That's okay. You can place a hand on their shoulder if you would like to as your alternative. If you want to opt out, that's also fine as well. But I just encourage you to just place a hand on the person next to you, or please don't knock them out, or hold their hand. And I'm just going to say a prayer for us all. Holy Spirit, we love that you bring us together. And you bring us together in a way that is beyond the understanding of the world. Let us be known for our love and draw us together. Draw us deeper and even closer as a family of God. Amen. Good job, people. Well done. Well done. I hate to say it, but you may have beaten the morning service at doing that so well. So well done. He leads the prisoners out with singing. When we worship, Psalm 100 says, we enter his courts with thanksgiving and we open his gates with praise. And we bring heaven to earth when we worship. It increases the power of God in the room. God's already present, but when we worship, oh my gosh, heaven's already worshiping 24/7. We join with the angels in heaven, and the gates of heaven are opened and poured out into this place as we worship. As that happens, chains are broken. We've seen people healed during worship. We've seen hearts and lives, hurts that would take hours to heal in counselling, healed in moments during worship as God speaks to people. We've seen him release, I've seen people that have never been able to cry for the things that have hurt them in the past suddenly be able to cry during worship. And it's brought incredible release from stuff that's been stored up from many years ago. There are so many things that God can do in worship. I don't want to limit him because there are so many things he can do. Our worship is incredibly powerful. And the kids know this. Every time we get up to worship, they know that their worship is powerful. They know that their worship punches the devil in the face. Anything he's got planned can be beaten by their worship. If they worship in spirit and in truth, if they bring all of themselves and they give all of themselves to God in worship, incredible things can be released into the room for them and for other people in the room. And as we were praying about what we wanted to do today, we felt that God wanted to break things in people's lives that might be holding them back. So it might be something that you're really afraid of. For me, years ago, I was terrified of the dark. And God broke that in an instant in a kids' session. And I was out helping at the time. I was volunteering with a small group of kids, and they talked about fear of the dark. And God totally broke that during the session for me. And it may be that there's something in your life that's holding you back. You may be afraid of speaking in public. You may be afraid of a maths test you've got coming up. You may have a dissertation that you're still struggling with because you've got an extension. It could be any one of a number of things that you're facing. There may be something that you want to see healed. And God wants to do something about those things today. So, in order for us to think about the chains that hold us back, under your seats, you will find some paper chains. And you are going to need the help of your friends. If you try and do this on your own, you will struggle. You are going to make yourself a set of handcuffs. So I'm going to ask you to do that first. And then as many people as they can, show me their handcuffs, and then I'll explain what we're going to do. So they are lickable. I apologise. I didn't explain that to the morning service. As a child of the 70s, I thought that this was the way everybody did Christmas. We all made our own Christmas decorations. These are paper chains that you lick the ends of and then stick together. And so put one round each wrist and then another one in the middle to hold them together like a little handcuff. Okay. I think we're there. I think we're nearly there. All right. Sorry, worship team, if you've... I'm going to ask you to come back up. Excellent. Great. Okay. So, when you do something in the physical here on earth and you do it in faith, it has an impact in the heavenly, in the spiritual. And so I'll give you an example of that. So when we say words out loud in prayer, we say them by faith, knowing that they are going to move mountains. And so we're going to do this and know by faith that this is going to move mountains in us. It's going to break chains in us as we do it. What I'm going to ask you to do is stand. And we're going to sing the next song. As we sing the next song, in your head, what I'd like you to do is just chat to God and tell him about the things that you feel are holding you back. It can be one thing, can be multiple things. And then, as you worship, when you feel ready, I just want you to break the chains and trust that God will move to break those things in your life and bring you freedom and release.
We hope you enjoyed the talk and found it helpful.
Why not come along and visit us? We gather at 3 services across 2 sites on a Sunday and meet during the week in small groups across the city. More information on both of these can be found on our website.
Thanks for listening, and God bless.